in the fatal shooting of a migrant on his property near Mexico. The trial of 75-year-old George Allen Kelly comes as the national debate over border security heats up. The Dow is dropping 255 points, but the NASDAQ ahead 23. This is SRN News.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke, or 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation? Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax advantage account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details, or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A+ Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth. And if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-367-6289. 800-367-6289. 800-367-6289.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I think radar will continue active well into the evening and nighttime hours tonight with the risk of showers and thunderstorms. And the overnight low temperature tonight down to about 56. Now, tomorrow, Saturday, there could be a shower left over early in the morning, but I think we see improvement by Saturday afternoon with a high around 69. And I think Sunday's a good day with highs in the lower 70s and plenty of sunshine. And our next chance of showers coming in Monday night into Tuesday. Showers and thunderstorms. We'll keep an eye on that storm system. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Stupid, juvenile, stupid, asinine, and very stupid.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Mr. Schumacher, welcome. You were, who invited you here today?
I came with Protect Our Winters.
Right. But you're here on behalf of the Democrats or the Republicans?
I'm here on behalf of the outdoor enthusiasts around America.
Okay. You were contacted by Senator Whitehouse's staff?
I personally came with Protect Our Winters, so I don't know how that went exactly.
What is carbon dioxide?
I went to high school, but that's carbon dioxide is a gas.
Okay.
I'm not a professional to talk about carbon dioxide so much, but
well, you want us to abolish it, right?
No, there's always going to be carbon dioxide.
Right. So what is it you want us to do? Let me back up, because I mean, you're here as an expert. Tell me more about what carbon dioxide is.
I'm here as an expert cross-country skier who sees the changes in my winters and the landscape that I live in Alaska. And so carbon dioxide is what I see it as, is, you know, it's a gas that exists in our atmosphere. And what,
is it the major part of our atmosphere?
Or? It's a huge part of our atmosphere, yes.
It's actually a very small part of our atmosphere.
Well, okay. But, I don't know. What are you asking specifically?
Well, you said we need to reduce carbon dioxide emissions. I'd like to know first if you know what it is. You want us to abolish fossil fuels?
I never said that.
You never have said that?
No.
Okay. What do you think we ought to do with fossil fuels?
What will we do with fossil fuels?
Yeah. Should we make any changes?
I would like to see a decrease in the use of fossil fuels. I think there's a possibility to use more electric generation.
Okay. Over what period of time? 10 years, 50 years, 100 years?
That's not... I would like to see it come as fast as possible while continuing.
How fast?
Sorry?
How fast?
I don't have a good
answer
for that, no.
Okay. You just think, well, how much will it cost for us to become carbon neutral in the United States by 2050?
I'm not a professional on that. I don't have an answer.
You don't have any idea?
No.
You just think we ought to spend the money?
I'm not an economist.
Yeah, but it's going to cost money. You realize that.
Yeah, but we've also talked about the trade-off of what the cost of climate change as emergencies will cost in the future also. So.
Right. But it's going to cost trillions of dollars to become carbon neutral by 2050, right?
I do not know.
You don't know. You just think we ought to do it.
I don't have a great answer for you, but I think I would.
If we spent those trillions of dollars and became carbon neutral by 2050 in the United States, which you advocate, how much will it reduce world temperatures?
I don't have an answer for that.
You think we ought to spend the money and then see what happens?
I think, as an athlete, I think if we spend that money and invest in our future, hopefully those temperatures stop rising, and maybe the snow at least stabilizes where it is for me. But, yeah, I don't think anyone knows for sure. I don't know anyway.
Spend the trillions of dollars,
Jesus. My colleagues invite witnesses to come to us to tell us, advise us on passing legislation, I always check out the background of our witnesses because I like to know who I'm talking to. I checked yours out, Mr. Schumacher, and I want to be sure I understand it as I evaluate your testimony. On June 8, 2020, you tweeted, I'm going to quote, "The war on drugs was intentionally created to incarcerate black people en masse," end quote. The war on drugs, you said, was intentionally created to incarcerate black people en masse. Who intentionally created the war on drugs to put black people in jail? Who were you talking about?
I don't remember typing that.
You don't?
No.
It's on your Twitter feed.
Maybe a retweet. I don't know. I haven't used that in a while.
Well, even if it's a retweet, it shows your support, right?
Maybe, yeah. But it's not the topic of this conversation.
Right. But it has to do with you're here giving us advice, and I just kind of like to know a little bit more about your
perspective. Yeah, I'm here as an athlete giving you my story and what I've seen in my
view. On August 27th of 2020, you tweeted this, quote, I'm going to quote, "Police are paid with taxpayer dollars. If they are not answerable to us, we can demand new service," and that's what this is. "Abolish the police in favor of that new service," end quote. You think we ought to abolish the police, do you?
Again, not the topic I'm here to talk about today.
I know, but you tweeted it. Do you think we ought to abolish the police?
That's not what I'm here to talk about.
Should we do that before or after we get rid of fossil fuels?
I'm not going to address that.
You don't want to address it?
So entertaining.
Okay. Let me ask you about one more of your tweets. On August 26, 2020, you tweeted, there's a picture, I'm not going to describe the picture, but you said, quote, your words, not mine, it's on your Twitter feed, quote, "This is what systemic racism looks like. The Los Angeles Police Department is literally policing only the Black Lives Matter side," end quote. What'd you mean by that?
This is still off topic.
No, it's not. You're here as an expert telling us, advising us, and I'm asking you about your background.
I'm here as an athlete to talk about the effects of climate change on my sport.
Hey, dude, where's my car?
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
God. Welcome to Happy Hour. It is Talk 93.1 of MWACB. Look who's here. It's Eddie Bader.
Oh.
Yeah, we're better with Bader on Fridays.
Yeah.
I'm Rosie Brock, riding shotgun. And you on the phone at 272-9228.
And here they are.
All right, Jeb, you've exhausted yourself this week, but one more time, please.
Please clap.
How is everybody?
Good.
Speaking of fossil fuels, I get in the car, turn it on. Mm-hmm. And the first thing I see is low fuel.
Oh.
And I hadn't really allowed time for it, but
You're usually a Sunday fill-up guy, right?
Yes, and I got out of that routine because my MAPCO station on Atlanta Highway in Perry Hill became a Circle K.
Ay.
And I guess they stopped doing the discount.
Things don't happen good at Circle K.
So I... But this is the story.
Okay.
When I came back from New Orleans, which was about a month ago, a little more, I filled up at that because I can come all the way back from New Orleans on a full tank and have 100 miles of range left over.
Nice.
Yeah, very nice. And I know that the price I paid that day was well under $3 a gallon. It was closer to $2.79, mm-hmm. $2.80.
Sounds about right.
It was $3.49 for regular. Gas prices are climbing. And you know what? I'll happily pay that if that son of a bitch in the White House goes away. I'll pay $5. Speaking of $5, that's Trump says he has $500 million to pay the bail.
Yep.
I think he's been playing that woman
like a
fiddle. Because she, in her sinister, disgusting greed lust, her hate, she's a hate-filled bitch. She's ready to seize his properties and act like the empress who had no clothes. And who'd want to see her naked anyway? But if he posts that bail, that kind of shuts that down. Her taking Trump Towers or whatever the hell she feels like going after in the state of New York.
But every time they think they've got him checkmated. I mean, every single time.
Well, there's a reason for this. He's smarter than they are.
Yeah. Well, truth is on his side.
I don't know how this man deals with being prosecuted for paying off a loan on time.
I know.
I would.
I thought that's what we're supposed to do, Greg.
I know.
Am I missing something here?
Now I'm wondering, when I sent my car payment, am I making a mistake?
Right.
Should I be doing something else?
Should I be late and that's just cool? I mean, is that how you stay out of trouble?
I know. Maybe I'll call up a bank and say my car is really worth like $500,000, so give me a loan.
Yeah.
That way I can start my key lime pie empire.
I'm waiting for it. I'm just waiting for a pie at this point. Whenever you're ready.
Yes. Oh.
Whenever you're ready.
Oh, well, I'll be ready next week.
I can handle a pie.
I can make that happen over the weekend. Yeah. It'll keep me off the streets and out of trouble.
That's good.
I was on the streets today. I did 6 miles on the bike in this wind.
Dude.
March is the windiest month of the year in our area.
I thought it was going to rain. I'm glad it held off, but...
It's held off, and I think... How many genders exist? Ooh, we got John Kennedy up the yin-yang today.
Yeah.
I want to hear a little of that. How many genders? Kennedy. There's two, in case anybody has doubts. There's two genders, male and female.
Thank you for clearing that up.
Everything else is a fetish or whatever you want to call it.
Just made up.
The thing is, there's two sexes, but there's a porn site for whatever it is you want.
That's true.
We do not have to watch your porn site. We have a call already. It's David. I must have been very inspiring in that opening segment. Hello, David.
What's up, David?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, did you see where now the Democrats are trying to once again tie Trump to Russia? They're claiming that if he does get the bail money for this, that surely it had to come from Russia.
Yeah, because Putin's got nothing better to do, right? They just don't give up. They just don't give up. What's the next big lie we can tell? The media will...
I mean, they just can't, you know, even fathom the thought that he would actually be able to reach, you know, to pay this off and continue on in his business.
Because it's their wet dream, David. Sure. It's their wet dream to watch Donald Trump lose those properties.
Yep.
They sit around in their big governmental Democratic DNC circle jerk, and that's what they want. They can't wait for that. They're all naked. They're all waiting to have a good jolly over Donald Trump losing his properties. That's what's going on. And he's taking it away from them.
Yep.
Sorry. I'm a little wound up.
No, it's preach.
Take care, guys.
Thanks.
And I don't want anybody listening thinking that because I get a little animated here and there.
You don't have time for peanut butter?
Oh. Look, let me tell you something.
Tell me something. I am working
out like a freaking fiend.
Yeah?
Well, the Olympics are this year. I want to qualify for something, right?
I'm seeing the results. I'm seeing you in jeans for the first time ever.
Yeah, today I didn't, only because of the rain possibility.
You don't blue jean when it rains?
When they get wet.
It's the most uncomfortable thing.
Yes, and they can damage your...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I can always grab a jar of butt paste, but I'd rather save that for, like, my forearm or my upper arm.
Of course, where you need it.
Let's take a look at the Live in Fear Doppler here and see where the rain is, because it's been a... Well, right now, there's none.
Just cloudy, huh?
Let's put the radar in motion and see when we can expect some of this stuff to come through. Looks like nothing.
Nothing.
Good.
All the way till it doesn't come in
until much later, so good. Clear drive home this afternoon. But this Friday rain pattern has been a thing.
Yeah, it has.
Hasn't it?
What, just 3-4 weeks in a row now?
Heard you guys, yeah, four. This is the fourth Friday in a row. And it's already rained, so...
Yeah, we had it this morning.
It's not like we're going to get shut out on the streak. So, are you guys talking about this situation in Russia.
Yeah.
The interesting thing will be, I have no doubt they'll capture, or these guys will get killed.
Yeah, I think they're dead men walking.
But I will be eager to find out where they came from.
One of the things that we talked about, with, if it is, whether it was done on purpose from Crimea or not, I think the retribution from that, from Putin, is not going to be good for nobody.
No.
Nobody.
It absolutely will not be. And it'll be a lesson, you know, to the world that this is, we don't tolerate terror here.
Right.
Here, we just let them in. You'll have to prove to us that you're a terrorist by doing something before we'll do anything about you.
I'm sure you saw the video. Everybody saw the video down at the border. How do you tape up, paint over that and act like, ah, it's no big deal?
I don't know. But clearly that was an organized...
Yeah, they literally trampled border guards. But that's okay?
No, it's not okay. It's not okay. But again, most of the media is doing its job protecting that wrinkled piece of crap in the White House.
You're right.
That demented old man, by hiding it. They don't have to play that. They don't have to show America the truth. Why would they?
Well, that's another thing, too. Imagine if Elon Musk wouldn't have bought Twitter. You know...
I mentioned that frequently.
A lot of the news that we're getting from Twitter now is actually news that's not getting covered in mainstream media.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, our sources seem to keep dwindling.
Yeah.
And for a long time, we clung to Drudge because Drudge was at least fair.
At least for a while.
And when Trump announced that he was running, Drudge was at least actually kind of, wow, this will be fun. I'll get a lot of views off this.
Sure.
Can I say, and now it's been totally taken over by leftists. In fact, why don't we, I'm in a pretty good mood. I can handle it. Let's see what Drudge Report has on the front page. Well, there's Trump.
There's Trumpy.
Countdown to seizure developing. Trump race against time to protect fortune. Says he has $500 million undercutting attorney's claims. Dumbest thing he could have done, it says. Hmm. Oh, lawyer does not rule out getting cash from foreign countries. Here we go. There you go. They're spreading the lie already. But the big headline
is... I thought the way he was getting the money was he was a main stakeholder in whatever
Social.
Rumble or... Yeah, Truth Social. And so, literally, he can sell or use that as equity. And I forget the amount, but it was huge.
Billions.
Well, the judge, you know, let's say they claim that Truth Social is worth $500 million.
That's what I'm... Yeah.
The judge will say, no, I think it's worth $25 million. So you need to come up with more... Because that prick will, he's as dedicated, and he doesn't care.
No, he didn't care.
Plus, he's a perv.
Big time.
He's the guy that likes the videos.
Yeah. In the gym, yeah.
He's a creep.
Yep.
But they're all creeps. And that would include anybody that is a leftist and just about any Democrat these days. There's no, who do you respect in the Democratic Party?
The only thing I can say that's positive about them is they stick together like nobody's business.
That you have to admire.
I totally agree. And for the life of me, I'm all about calling other people out, but in the Republican Party right now, they're picking each other apart.
Let me say something else, too. I believe we had yet another Republican congressman resign. The margin is one vote. Do you think that's a coincidence? Do you think these guys are just...
No.
And they went to all the trouble to get reelected, but now they're going to drop out early so they can give these sons of bitches... a majority and just finish us off. They won't have to worry about Joe Biden getting reelected because by then it'll be too late.
And what I worry about, or what I assume, did he get paid off or did they have dirt on him? One of the two, because I cannot believe this would be an honest decision that he came up with on his own. He's forced one way or the other.
I agree.
And that's what they're all... It's happening too often now.
The fact that they only have a one-vote margin speaks to their ineptitude.
Right.
Because... all the things that we're discussing today, this wretched economy, high inflation, everything else was an issue 2 years ago. We weren't able to, you know, get a majority of, what, six seats?
Right.
And one by one, they're dropping down. And there's more than enough time for them to find another Republican they can either coerce through intimidation, or we got dirt on you, or, hey, look what we've set up for you. Why don't you leave early and take advantage of this outstanding offer? Because that's the way they roll them. Until we learn to play by their rules, We are doomed.
Well, at this point, I think we're going to have to make our elected officials sign a contract that says you're not going to quit in the middle of the game.
You can die.
Right.
We'll give you permission to die.
There you go.
But that's it. Otherwise, you're stuck. That seat is yours for 2 years.
Yeah.
Keep your ass in it.
Right. It's just ridiculous now.
Yeah, it seems like they can't aid and abet the enemy. And that's what they are. They're not the opposition.
No.
They're the freaking enemy.
Right.
Period. All right. Need a break here before I get my blood pressure up to straight.
We got to put you on like a standalone bicycle when we get you revved up. Just see if you speed up.
You know, I have one. And I really think it's a good idea to bring it here.
I would love to just watch you pedal and your speed, and then we don't say anything, but as we get you riled up, just to see if it starts speeding up.
If they connect that bike to our power structure here, you can see the lights get brighter.
I bet.
Between 3 and 6.
No doubt.
Hey, I think there's still a little of that. Did you try that yellow butter cake?
Yeah, it was delicious.
From Bluebell?
That was so good.
I don't think butter's
ever been. I did more than try it, by the way.
Butter's never been put to a better use.
Agreed.
In that. Yeah, it's awesome. We're going to take a quick break here at 3:26. With a reminder that Montgomery Paint and Body stands ready to help you when your car is damaged in an accident. And there's a lot going on with you when an accident happens. Your first thought is everybody okay? And then you take that long journey to the other side of your car to see what kind of condition it's in. And your heart sinks, and you know, above and beyond that the car's got to be repaired, you have that, the bureaucracy, you know, paperwork, reports, waiting 2 hours for a cop to show up to help you out, all of those things. Montgomery Paint and Body understands the angst you go through, but at the end of the journey with a damaged car, you're going to get one back that looks good as new, maybe better, and that's their commitment to you. They diagnose all the damage on the car. They report that to your insurance adjuster. Well, once you've hired them, just turn it over to them. They'll take care of everything else. And then when your car is done, after everything needing repainting, replacement, and repair is finished, your car looks like it just rolled off the showroom floor. And that's what you can expect from Montgomery Paint and Body. That's the standard Donnie Turner established over 4 decades ago, and he has stuck to it. And now son Brandon is there to assure if your car is not drivable, just have it towed to the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane, where MPB's building is. And if it's drivable, get that claim number going as fast as you can so they can start the process and return to you that car that looks good as new, maybe better, ASAP. 27REC with a W is their number. Now, let's see how we're doing starting off this Friday afternoon rush.
Bath Innovations.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Bath Innovations today.
Well, we're very busy all over the area this afternoon, but no major problems. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, Montgomery. We are already seeing some busy traffic, and we've got a little bit of road work going on I-65 southbound. That's from around the Millbrook 143 highway ramp into the Northern Boulevard. Please use caution there. Watch out for any workers that might be there. Hopefully they'll wrap that up soon. Trenum State now offering classes in logistics and supply chain management. Registration going on now. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell Jay, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. The Alabama House of Representatives has passed an age verification proposal that is advancing to the Senate. HB 164 would require age verification measures by adult entertainment websites and impose a 10% tax for adult content sold to users logging in from an IP address in Alabama. A 73-year-old woman was hospitalized after a late Wednesday night house fire. Firefighters responded in the 100 block of Pocahontas Road near the East South Boulevard just after 9 p.m. and extinguished the blaze. The victim was taken to Baptist South Hospital for treatment of smoke inhalation. Governor Kay Ivey signed Senate Bill 48, known as the Parental Right to Know Bill, on Thursday. Under this new law, teachers at pre-K through 12 public schools will be required to post their curricula on the school's website for parents and guardians to view. The law also requires that parents have a process to question the curricula. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Been injured in a car wreck and no fault of your own? Who are you going to call? Call me, Johnny Adams.
Call Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For many years, my team and I have worked diligently to provide our veterans with top-notch service, as it is our honor to serve those who have served us in the armed forces. Madeline and I are certified veteran lending specialists. Nationwide, there are over 22 million veterans that qualify to purchase a home through the VA loan program, yet less than 2 million of them currently have a VA home loan. Many lenders do not keep up with the ever-changing guidelines and benefits of the VA loan program. They are intimidated by the program, resulting in many veterans not obtaining VA loans. This is unacceptable. The VA Home Loan Program offers service members and veterans with 100% financing. You've already paid your down payment. If you are currently serving or have honorably discharged, we would love an opportunity to discuss how the VA program can serve you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Thank you for your service. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 financed. With approved credit, ends 4/1/24.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
What's keeping you from learning the language you've always wanted to speak?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make learning fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. And in 10 minutes a day, Babbel's bite-sized lessons are designed to get you having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
That's not long.
It's not hard.
It's perfect.
It starts here. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's BABBEL.com. Babbel.com.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance. And insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I think radar will continue active well into the evening and nighttime hours tonight with the risk of showers and thunderstorms. And the overnight low temperature tonight down to about 56. Now, tomorrow, Saturday, there could be a shower left over early in the morning, but I think we see improvement by Saturday afternoon with a high around 69. And I think Sunday's a good day with highs in the lower 70s and plenty of sunshine. And our next chance of showers coming in Monday night into Tuesday. Showers and thunderstorms. We'll keep an eye on that storm system. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
the River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Everyone's watching.
Should be a few minutes from now.
I shouldn't even mention that. That's like committing suicide on the radio, because I certainly understand people wanting to watch the local team. That's, and I am absolutely,
Auburn's got promise, baby.
I am pulling for them, and I believe the heavens will rock with as Mommy the Swami cheers for them above. But, you know, the outside of the gambling thing, the way it sets up for the betting sheet that people play at work and stuff.
Right.
I can't watch basketball. It's two holes.
That's three quarters, I think, of people's audiences. Once the brackets are in, then you mean something. But other than that, yeah.
See how my team did. I put $10 in the office pool. I could win $200 if I win this thing.
You know as well as I do. The people that win are always like Mary from accounting that just happened to put the perfect pattern in.
You're reading my mind, Mr. Bader. You're reading my mind, because ESPN did a story on exactly that. In fact, I have that audio here. Here it is.
This is ESPN's Clueless Bracketology with the winner of last year's office pool, Linda from accounting. Linda, your thoughts on Colgate?
I love Colgate, especially their overnight whitening pen.
Right. Duke is a four seed. Do they have a chance?
Okay, so I don't know what seeds are, but my dog growing up was named Duke, so I love them.
You think they could beat UConn?
Ew, Connecticut is like the most boring state.
Okay, any thoughts on Drake?
I haven't listened to Drake since before COVID.
Finally, who do you have in the Final Four?
Okay, so I have BYU, because if you switch around the letters, it spells buy, and I love shopping. St. Mary's, because Mary's my middle name. Kentucky, because horses. And Gonzaga, because it's so fun to say. Gonzaga. Gonzaga.
You're watching ESPN's Clueless Bracketology. More expert analysis after this.
I have to agree with her, because Gonzaga.
Right.
What do they teach there?
I have no idea.
Let's ask an expert, shall we?
The only time I ever hear it is March.
Yeah.
It's the only time I ever hear that college.
I don't think they do football out there.
I figured as much.
No, you didn't. I didn't ask you anything yet. Siri, what is the educational curriculum at Gonzaga?
I don't think she knows.
I'll ask. Siri, what is the educational curriculum at Gonzaga University?
The university includes the College of Arts and Sciences and schools of business administration, education, engineering, professional studies, and law, as well as a graduate school. This is from Britannica.
Nothing exciting. Very generalized answer there.
I don't know the famous Gonzaga graduate that we can review.
That sounds like a very CIA type answer.
David Blackman's blog out today has a parade of video clips of idiots.
Yeah.
And I can't wait. We're going to go through some of these after the top of the hour.
Bobulinski.
And the moron, AOC.
Right.
RICO's not a crime.
Rico Suave.
Yeah, Rico Suave. There's just so much insanity going on.
Right.
By the way, on Friday, you know, with Rosie as my witness here, I accumulate piles.
Yes, I've seen those large piles.
Yes, and I save these things because I think they're airworthy.
All right.
Or potentially airworthy. Sometimes I'll be intrigued by something, then I'll take a look a couple of days later and say, no, this is crap.
Gotcha.
Look, this is dated February 9th of this year, the most common related sex injury.
Hamstring.
I can't... no, it's the cause.
Oh.
Well, actually, no, it does. Pulled muscle is number three. The hamstring's a muscle, isn't it? Yeah. Or is that a tendon?
I think it's a muscle. Pull the hammy.
So there it is, number three. But I can't get anybody to talk about this.
Really?
But I'm saving it, because one day...
You keep holding that, because that's gold.
Yeah.
It's gold, baby.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the idea. One day we'll... All right, everybody, our topic this afternoon is, when was the last time you were injured making whoopee? And we want details. Photos are welcome to gregudell@aol.com. Now, somebody will actually accuse me of soliciting naughty material.
You certainly remember the newlywed game, right? And you remember some of the questions and things?
Sure do. In fact, we had Bob Eubanks on the show.
Really?
And you got to hear this clip. Because Bob Eubanks, me, Rich, and Jay, three saps... have Bob on the air, and he pranked us, and it was brilliant. Would you like to hear that?
Yes, I would.
All right.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
This is the day that Bob Eubanks, nationally renowned game show host, an icon in American culture for decades, in the 60s especially, taking advantage of our naive morning show here. This venue you're going to be at is excellent, by the way. The Montgomery Performing Arts Center, you're really, it's first rate all the way.
Bob, this has been a thrill for us this morning.
Yes.
And again, if we can get you on the air again between now and then, that would be excellent if your schedule permits it. But thank you very much for this morning.
Well, you know, I have to. If I sound a little sad this morning, I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
The gardener cut our cat's tail off with a weed whacker.
Oh, are you kidding?
Oh. So I've got to take the cat to Walmart. They're the biggest retailers in the country.
Oh. What now?
Retailers in the country.
Oh, Jesus.
Dad joke people.
God. Oh, jeez, we're all looking at each other. Good one, Bob. 10 points.
Oxygen. I need oxygen.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Bob Eubanks, thanks for decades of laughs, entertainment. You're a real American icon. It's been a privilege.
Great dude.
But I think the three of us, collectively, our faces, you could have lit a cigarette off our cheeks.
I bet.
Because they were quite red. Yeah. So I'm going through my stuff here.
Okay.
Thumbing through. We all know that we're on a short trip to hell with the country. It's just a matter of when and all that.
Well, Auburn is winning 12-5.
That's a good start. Who are they playing?
They are playing Yale.
All right. You're the sports guy this afternoon.
All right. I'll do that.
Yale?
Yale.
Oh, we'll beat Yale. Because they're stupid.
Very.
Look at the people they put out.
Jeez.
This whole idea that because somebody came from Harvard or Yale, now that we know what the standards are for admission, which are basically, okay, what color are you? And how can we make up for your aggrieved past by greasing your path into our ivy-covered walls?
Where did it go wrong there? I remember as a kid, that's where... I always thought the smartest and brightest
exactly.
came from.
Exactly. And that was a scholastic aspiration. I want to be good enough to get accepted at Harvard. Now? I don't think so. They teach fantasy there. That's all it is. Theory, not facts. Too much theory being taught. So I have some other things here.
All right, what you got?
Common things that people do that they don't realize are rude.
Okay.
The most... loved slang term in America. What do you think that might be?
Ooh. Around here, it'd be y'all.
Yeah, we have. In fact, my favorite of all the terms I've learned since I've lived in Montgomery now, almost 19 years, next month I'll be starting my 20th year here, is he's a mess. Or I now know that if somebody says, you're a mess, that's a compliment.
Okay.
Isn't it?
Well, yes, but what about bless your heart?
Yeah. But sometimes people will say that to you if you screw up or do something pathetic.
Right. And sometimes,
bless your heart, you
sometimes
idiot.
That's their way of saying, yeah, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Bless his heart.
Fixin' to's mine.
There you go. Fixin' to.
Fixin' to. The most loved slang term in America. And the source for this inflammation is word.tips. Conniption.
Conniption?
Yeah.
As in a fit?
Yeah. Greg has conniptions several times every weekday afternoon between 3 and 6 on News Talk. We should put a billboard up, right?
Occasionally, in the mornings.
We used to say that a lot, but I haven't heard that in a long time.
There are three categories of slang terms. The ones we love, the ones we hate, and the Gen Z ones that no one can understand because they're just random abbreviations that nobody else uses.
Like drip? Do you know what the drip is? You got the drip? Something to do
the
with...
The drip?
Drippage? It's something to do with style or something. Man, I feel really old now. Yeah.
I mean, this for you. When I think of drippage, I don't think of a well-dressed person.
No.
I may think of somebody in a nice suit with a snot dangling off their lapel, but
we need Joey for this because this is getting into youth language.
He's really not that young anymore.
Yeah, but he's the youngest one of us.
We want to remember him as we first met him, don't we?
Yes, the young cherub, Joey.
The cherub in town. But he is certainly, man, he's just done so phenomenally well.
Oh, he's on fire right now.
He really is.
Yeah.
Wicked from the Boston area is second.
I can see that. I can see that.
And I would imagine wicked could also be used as a flattering term.
Yeah, you're wicked smart.
Now, for example, used in a sentence. Hillary Clinton is wicked. That's true, right? I think it is.
Yes.
That's a wicked laugh.
Yeah.
Sorry. Or that movie was wickedly good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Speaking of movie, our topic with Miss Murray Movie Maven at 5:35 this afternoon is going to be sequels.
So, good ones, bad ones?
All of them, yeah. Well, there was a story this week, and I hope I can find it in this debris field I create Monday through Friday.
Right.
And it's got to do with Gen Z. They're tired. They don't want to see regurgitated boomer and millennial stuff.
Okay.
They want some fresh ideas. And the challenge is, can Hollywood come up with that?
No.
Because they painted themselves into a corner. For example, nobody would make Airplane today.
Can't.
There were, you'd have every group of the country offended over something and demanding it be. Nobody would put up the money to produce it.
That's just it. But if they did, with all that complaint, wouldn't that tell people like you and me that must be a good movie? I mean,
in a way, yeah.
Yeah. If it's done right, it would be a good movie.
Because we have forgotten, or we're just not given a chance to laugh at ourselves anymore. Yeah. That's what made TV shows like All in the Family and Jefferson's and others so successful, is we stopped taking ourselves so seriously, at least for a few years. And learn to look in the mirror and laugh at our frailties as human beings.
Mm-hmm.
We're not allowed to have frailties as human beings anymore. The wrong word in the wrong situation can end your career.
Yep.
Except for me. America's most hated slang term is from Chicago. It's slashy. But being from Chicago, you don't have to think too hard about what that stands for. I don't know.
Slashy.
Yeah, educate me, man.
Now, given the number of people that are injured by knives in Chicago on a daily basis, you would think that it's connected to that, but it's not. Slashy is a hybrid bar liquor store establishment. I'm going to stop at the Slashy and get me some Fireball.
Really?
I've never heard of that.
I never have either.
The party word ripper, now, I don't know about you, but whenever somebody uses the word ripper, that's what I'm hearing.
Right.
For the Boston area is the second most hated, followed by the Denver area term Colorado Kool-Aid. That is slang for Coors. Slang for Coors.
How about California sober? I cannot stand that.
What? I've heard that, but what exactly does that mean?
I don't drink, but I smoke pot or I do other things.
I got news for you.
It's an insult.
If you're smoking pot and you're not drinking, you're not sober.
Thank you.
this is an area where I have done the street research, and I can tell you conclusively that if you don't drink alcohol, but you do smoke pot, you are not sober.
Right. You're impaired.
Right.
Sobriety is not just the absence of a chemical in your system. This is what a lot of people don't understand. Well, I haven't had a beer in a couple of days. I'm sober. In fact, one of the tests that they give you, because I've been through the rehab journey, and I've had a couple of recharges. And basically the definition is, I remember some guy said, well, when I get home from work, I need to have a couple of martinis. And the counselor and the rehab I went to had the best, man. It was the JFK rehab facility in West Palm Beach.
Mm.
I mean, we had, I'll never forget the first time I even spoke up in a group setting. The counselor who was sitting next to me said, oh, I see we have a therapy-wise asshole in our group. Welcome.
Wow.
And I was taken aback, but that's what I needed.
Needed that.
Because she knew I knew the intellectual aspect of it, but I had not put into practice what you're supposed to do. And the definition of addiction or alcoholism was, if you can't get through a day without having those two martinis, if you just can't set them aside, if you start to sweat, if you start to miss that, if you start to get cravings, that's kind of the definition of alcoholism right there. But sobriety is far more than the absence of a mood-altering chemical. Sobriety is a complete and comprehensive, thorough change in behavior and the acknowledgement that it's such a serious sickness, and that's what it is, that you need the help of a higher power to overcome that compulsion and move on with your life and change the way you are. Yeah. You have to change everything. Everything is on the table.
It's a way of life. It's a complete way of life.
And that's why I was in rehab a couple of weeks. It was really about 10 days before I fully came to. Because when you're in there, you can leave, but if you leave against medical advice, then your insurance company pays nothing.
Oof.
And you're still stuck with the bill.
I see.
So that's a powerful incentive to
hang
around. And but it occurred to me, I said, this is like the Hotel California. I wonder if this is what the Eagles meant by a place you can check out any time you like, but you can never leave. Because what should happen to anybody who is either voluntarily or is told, do this or else, it ruins your party. You can never again do the chemicals that put you in rehab without realizing I'm doing something that's terribly wrong for myself. You can rationalize it 1,000 ways from Sunday, but you can never, ever overcome that feeling that plagues you that this is, shouldn't be doing this. So in terms of, how do we get to sober on this topic anyway?
Just slang words, California sober. I can't stand that.
Well, that's an oxymoron.
Yeah.
There is no such thing as California sober. They may say that, but that's also acknowledging, yeah, I'm buzzed, I'm just on something different.
Let's right up there with a California stop and a stop sign. You're not really stopping.
I bet there's a couple of people listening that, maybe in the 70s or 80s started smoking pot and stopped drinking.
Yeah.
And actually advocate, hey, this is so much healthier for you. You know, your alcohol's destroying your liver and doing all this other stuff. This stuff, the herb superb, this is...
Herb superb.
That's a dated term there. There you go.
Herb superb. Sorry, I'm writing that one down.
We did a whole thing superb one time, because Jay knows a few of those terms. I don't know why. Let's do a search on slang words for pot. From the web, nicknames for marijuana and slang for pot. Weed, pot, grass, dope, reefer, ganja, hash, herb, chronic. I thought there'd be like a list
there of... There should be like a gazillion of them.
Toking, poking, blazing, cheeching, smoking trees, mowing the grass, biting one's lips, blasting, blowing. Really?
Chasing?
Firing one up, firing up a doobie, going loco, hitting the hay, torching up, getting
the wind. That's a new one, too.
Another story that broke today. There's been all this buzz about what's going on with Kate Middleton.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole thing over whether she was photoshopped into that picture or not. But there were also underlying rumors that there was something seriously wrong. And today that finally came out. She had a major surgery, but they did find the presence of cancer. I don't know what that means, but they're going to make her go through chemotherapy for it.
Apparently they found it while they were doing that surgery.
So. Yeah. So we wish her well. She's one of the royals that I really respect.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Right.
She's a class act.
Exactly.
Like now, her mama.
Meghan and Harry, they are the king and queen of douchebaggery.
Thank you.
Without question. Let's talk about AMS Studios in Prattville. This is an escape. This is a place where you can accomplish so many things to make yourself look and feel better. I mean, everything from weight loss, body remodeling, massages that will make you feel like you have taken the first step to heaven. They have a state-of-the-art electrolysis technology there that is virtually pain-free. Roberta told us about that. Permanent makeup and more. And just walking into the building, it's on Main Street, right on the fringes of old downtown Prattville. And you walk in and you're immediately immersed in this environment. They've created an environment there that's very soothing and relaxing. So whatever you're having done there, for me, I've done 3 microneedling treatments. And the results are there for you to see on my cover photo on Facebook. Picture me and Goose. I'm not asking you to go start analyzing my photos, but I'll tell you what, there are wrinkles no longer there that used to be. And it's great because the process in microneedling is your own body producing elastin to restore your skin. It's reversing the aging process using this technology. It takes about an hour for a session and a day or two for the results to really be evident, but it works. Or I wouldn't have done it 3 times. I'm kind of known for trying something once. If I don't like it, I don't do it a second time. But I love the results. And so much more. Visit them online at ams-studios.com. Or if you'd like to discuss any one of their spa specials, guys, you might want to consider giving her a great gift because there's a number of options. That way, AMS Studios would love to help you celebrate Mother's Day. Reach out for a consultation at this number. It is 730-1268, 730-1268. But I really recommend you visit the website so you can see all there is to see. I can't do it in one message. And that's ams-studios.com.
This is Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Branca with Chappie's Deli. Mike, let's talk soup. Our homemade chicken and rice soup.
Miss Dolly's recipe, it's so good. But especially when the weather changes, come to any Chappie's Deli location and get Miss Dolly's homemade chicken and rice soup.
Days are longer and our prices are lower at Cafco's Spring Open House. This week, join us daily for door prices and the best sale of the season on all your favorites like home decor, floral supplies, gift items, and more. Refreshments served Thursday through Saturday. Don't miss our designer demos Saturday, March 23rd at 1 p.m. Shop our sale more than once for daily deals and surprises throughout the store. Cafco's Spring Open House Sale this week, 9 till 5, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
Time for traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Dylan Rings. Dylan Rings has great watches and beautiful rings. Or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dylan Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road. And check them out on Facebook.
Well, we have an accident this afternoon. 2700 block Zelda Road right in front of Taco Bell. Please watch out for emergency vehicles there as always. And try to buckle up and be safe out there. We've got a lot of cars on the road right now. I-65 and 85 light to moderate traffic.